All right, we'll turn your Bibles to the book of Esther tonight. For the singing, I'll let you guys know that are here. Part of it, I don't know if I told everybody, but for Amazing Grace, we'll look at the guitars and strings to work on that one. And then for the other song, start working on it with piano and organ and maybe brass and some other instruments. So we'll have two different things going on. And I want to mention this too. I'm like Mike. I like to see more instruments coming out. And if you have any sort of ability or, the Lord's giving you some talent and some instruments, I would love, and I'm sure most of you would, to see more instruments during congregational singing and just have more folks playing instruments. So if you are a part of the group that came tonight and would like to participate in congregational singing, let's do it. Let's work on it. And have multiple instruments, not just Danae playing piano and Ben singing, but multiple instruments. I think that'd be great. All right, Esther chapter 4. I'm going to finish chapter 4, starting in verse 15. Esther 4:15. The Bible says, "Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I come in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Let's pray, and I want to talk to you tonight about giving up the right way. Giving up the right way. Let's pray first. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for your words. Lord, thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for folks that are here tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you would nourish and feed your flock. Give us something that we need from you. Pray you'd give it to us tonight. I pray, Lord, that I wouldn't get in the way of that. I pray that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit. And, Lord, give me spiritual strength to do what you want done tonight. And, Lord, to accomplish the things that need to be accomplished in our hearts. Lord, help me to be the right vessel and a good vessel to say those things that you once said. Father, thank you for, again, Lord, for this church, for everybody that's in this church, for the many hands that help. Thank you for all the folks that came out for the music. I pray you'd really put that together, all the music, and really get that aspect of this ministry going, Lord, in this time. And Father, I pray that you'd help us with that. And Lord, again, thank you for the privilege to be in the ministry. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Esther here is about to essentially put her life on the line. Give you a quick background of it. You guys remember Haman has come up with a plot to kill all the Jews. Mordecai dresses in sackcloth and ashes, and he stands in front of the gate of the palace and gets Esther's attention. He lets Esther know what the plan is, because apparently she doesn't know what it is, and tells her that Haman has come up with a plot, and it's now being backed by the king to kill all the Jews. And Esther says, "Well, you don't understand. I can't just go before the king. He's unless he puts his scepter down, I can't just show up and have a conversation with him. And he hadn't called me in the last 30 days, so I'm putting my life on the line here." And so Mordecai returns the answer, "Well, your life is already on the line. You really don't have any sort of choice in this, because if you don't go before the king, you're already condemned. You're a Jew just like we are, and you're already condemned by the king's commandment here that's gone out. And so Esther's back is against the wall. The entire Jewish race is against the wall here. And so Esther, she comes up and she starts gathering folks together and says, all right, we'll fast and pray for 3 days and three nights. And if I perish, I perish. And you probably heard a lot of sermons on that. If I perish, I perish. And basically, I'm going to go before the king, even though he hasn't let his scepter down to me. I'm going to go and give this a shot. And so she has given up on her own life, essentially. She has said, you know, this is, I don't have another choice here. And so I want to talk to you tonight about giving up the right way. Because, you know, there is a sense where sometimes you don't need to give up. You need to keep pressing forward. You need to keep pushing. You need to keep going. And you need to endure some things. But then there are other times where giving up is the exact right thing you need to do. Where giving up is what you need to do. And in this case, when you really want to show God you're serious about something, he says, you know, for some hard cases like this, fasting and praying is a good, good solution. Jesus Christ told the disciples one time, he said, you know, they said, why couldn't we cast out this devil? And he said, this kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. This was a hard case. This wasn't just something you could just do. It was something that required a fasting and prayer to really get the power, the spiritual strength you need to accomplish this thing. And so fasting and prayer is a really good solution. And we'll get to that in just a second. But that's what she says. She says, all right, we're going to fast and pray for 3 days. And then I'm going to make my approach to the king and see what happens. So there are a few things here, three or four things I want to show you about giving up the right way. Giving up the right way. The first thing I notice is this. The law had already condemned Esther. Esther was already condemned under the law, not to mention all the Jews were condemned under the law. But she had given up on her ability to keep that law. When she decides, I'm going to go before the king, when she says, all right, I'm going to go before the king, she has given up and she has accepted the condemnation that the law has brought on her. And she has said, you know what, I by keeping this law, I'm not going to help myself anymore. And I think you guys can see a very easy practical application in that. You know, Paul says in the New Testament, just to make a quick application to it, he says, for as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. You know, a lot of folks bring in the law to help them get saved and think it's going to help them get saved. The fact is the law just brings a curse. That's what it does. It doesn't help. It doesn't provide anything else. It just brings a curse. And that's Esther's case here. The law of the king had just brought a curse. So she has now given up on trying to obey that law anymore. I mean, she has said, you know what, this, if I step back and wait for him to put the scepter down, we're all going to die anyway. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to forget that, and I'm just going to go ahead and try to make my entrance and make a case here. She gave up on her ability to keep the law. I know that maybe that's a little bit of an applicational stretch or whatever, but that's what she does. She gives up on her ability to keep the law, and a lot of folks would do good to do that, to give up on their ability to keep the law. As you guys know, a lot of people hang on to that ability, even though they don't really have that ability to keep the law anyway. So the first thing is to give up on her ability to keep the law. Second thing, she had given up on her ability, period. Look down in verse 16. She says, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. So she gathers up, she makes what's essentially a prayer chain. You know, send out the text messages. This is a dire situation. Let everybody know to fast and pray, because if this doesn't get fixed the right way, we are all dead. And so let everyone know to fast and pray, because I am going to enter in and present myself to the king, hoping that he will listen to what I have to say. And so she gives up really on her ability, and she starts rounding up some folks, getting together, and says, you guys need to be praying and fasting too. Y'all need to get in on this. And so it's again a dire situation, as you know, but she's given up on her ability, period. She's not going to be able to win the king over. And, you know, there are some situations just like this, and Esther's in a terrible position here. But there are some dire situations like this where you want to get a lot of people involved and get a lot of people praying. And that's her situation. And she's given up on her own ability to do anything. So it's time to get more people involved and more people praying now. So she's given up on her ability to keep the law. She's given up on her ability, period. And she's also given up on any earthly solution to this. When she says, everybody get together and fast and pray, that means there's no, without the help of the Lord in this, this thing is not going to get resolved. There's no way, no answer I have in front of me that can answer this. She's given up on any earthly solution. She says this, fast ye for me, and I also and my maidens will fast likewise. If you really want to, you want to make a good application to this for a Christian, and you want to get serious with God about something, you ought to try fasting and praying. Do it for a day, do it for a couple days, do it for 3 days like this. And I tell you what, when you get an answer, whatever that answer is, you know that's the answer. And that's what you need to know. What's the answer? And whatever that answer is, I mean, you show God you are serious about this. I need to have an answer here. And she tells them, don't eat or drink for 3 days. So for 3 days, she has not eaten or drunk anything. Her friends haven't. The people she's gathered together haven't. And if you think about how she's interacting in the palace, I'm sure people are asking, well, what's going on, Esther? What's happening here? You want to get serious about some event, something going on in your life, boy, you put some prayer and some fasting to it and do it for, like she does, for 3 days. You do that thing for 3 days, you'll have an answer. And you'll know that answer is from God. Whether that answer is yes, no, or something else, you'll know where that answer came from and you'll have the right answer. She's given up on any earthly solution. This prayer and fasting, like I mentioned to you, it's mentioned in Matthew chapter 17. And the Lord recommends it for hard cases. He told those disciples, just to bring it up again, but he told those disciples, they were wondering, why couldn't they cast out this particular devil? And he said, because of your unbelief, he said, howbeit this kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. Meaning, this is a tough case. This isn't a case where you just kind of fly by night, just, we'll do this or we won't do this. This is a tough case where prayer and fasting to get a hold of God and get the Spirit of God working in a way he doesn't normally work. You say, how in the world does fasting work? I've thought that. How in the world does fasting work? I think now it's fairly simple. The less the flesh is able to do, the more the Holy Spirit of God is able to do. The more the flesh is crucified, the more opportunity the Holy Spirit has to work. The more the old man, the outer man, is put down, the more opportunity the Holy Spirit has to live out through that vessel. And so if you think about it, you know, when you start getting hungry, if you're fasting and you start getting hungry, You know what that is? That's the old man talking. And his the stomach's grumbling, and maybe you're getting a headache or whatever. That's the old man talking. And if you can think about it that way, you can think about, you know what, old man? If you just need to die, and the more you die, the more opportunity the Spirit of God has to live through me and do something in this vessel. She has given up. Esther has given up on any earthly solution. Sometimes things get desperate, and here is a desperate situation. And the Lord said, you know what? If you've got a tough situation like this, there are some hard cases that require prayer and fasting. And if you don't do that, they don't get resolved. Esther has given up on the earthly solutions. And this is a way to really get God involved. And I remember being called to preach, and I had no idea what that meant or what that entailed. All I knew is I didn't know anything about preaching. I didn't know anything about public speaking. I didn't know anything. I mean, I'd studied my Bible a while. I'd sat under preaching. But boy, when I got called to preach, I knew that's what was going on. But boy, it was a... I want to say it's a burden. It was exciting, but it was a burden. I mean, it was scary. Still is scary. I mean, to have that responsibility to feed a flock. And I remember, man, I would pray and I would fast, and I just wanted to be sure, man, is this the right thing? This is what I need to be doing. Because I do not want to make a wreck of other people's lives. And when you get a hold of God like that, and you really crucify the flesh like that, Paul said it. I mean, he said, look, in his ministry, he said in fastings often, where basically he would just go and preach and preach, and if he had time to eat, he'd eat. If he didn't have time, he'd just keep going. He said in fastings often, just who cares about the old man? Let's preach. Let's get the ministry moving. Esther is in a case where she has given up on any earthly solution. And she wants to get serious with God, and not only that, she wants other people to get serious with God. So she says, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, fast ye for me, neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day, and I also and my maidens will fast likewise. She wants to get a hold of God now. She's given up on any earthly solution. And that's the right way to give up. She's doing the right thing here. And another thing is this. She's given up on her expectations. I think this is probably one of the biggest problems we have with God. Maybe one of the biggest problems we have with people is our expectations. And we have these expectations, and when those expectations don't get met, you know what happens? We get mad. We get mad at God. We get mad at people. But we set some conditions. Well, if this happens, then I'll do this. Well, Lord, I'm only going to do this if you can take care of this. Point is, you set up some expectations. Esther has come to a point in her life where she has no more expectations. She says, if I perish, I perish. You know what that is? That is completely putting it all into God's hands. If I die in this, I die. I don't know if I'll live tomorrow. I don't know more than that. Not only do I not know, but I'm not going to make that a condition. I don't need to know. But it's going to be in God's hands, and He will do with it what He wants to do with it. And after, you know, like I said, after you've prayed and fasted for 3 days, just like Esther, boy, if there's a hard case for you, I imagine the Lord will have answered that thing. And He will have taken care of and given you a yay or nay answer. And you come to a point like Esther comes to a point. She's given up on her expectations. I'm sure she's praying the king doesn't kill her. But she doesn't put any conditions on it. She puts her life and the life of her nation truly in the hands of the Lord. She says this, the very end, those last few words of verse 16, "And if I perish, I perish." She's given up on her expectations. You know, we could learn a lot about giving up on expectations. You know, the Lord is a lot more patient than we are, obviously. But He waits a while to do things. You know, He says in the Bible about people, He says, "Let them be proven." He's not in a hurry to make decisions. He's not in a hurry to bring things about. And His, oftentimes I think our expectations are, we need to get this done. We need to get it done now. Things need to happen now. We got this need here. It needs to be addressed now. And the Lord's saying, no, it doesn't need to be addressed now. You need to wait. But we put these conditions, and since it doesn't get addressed the way we thought it should get addressed, you get angry at God. You get mad at God. You get bitter at people. Sometimes it would do us good to set aside expectations and just pray for the things that that you need, that you want even. Pray for the things that the church would help other people. I mean, the ministry as far as your influence of people. Pray for your friends, pray for your family, but do it, and I don't want to say without expectation. I mean, you want the Lord to answer the prayer, but don't put conditions on Him. Where if this condition isn't met in my time, then I'm going to start getting angry about this. Esther has come to the point where she has no more conditions. If I perish, I perish. I don't even expect to get out of this alive. She's given up on her expectations and her conditions. And then with all of that said, she's given up on her ability to keep the law. She's given up on her own personal abilities. She's given up on any earthly solution. She has now given up on her conditions, on her expectations. And I want you to notice this last thing, how the Holy Spirit has now changed how He describes Esther. Look at this in verse 17. Up until this point, Esther has taken orders from Mordecai. Esther has listened to Mordecai, and Mordecai has said, do this, ask this, say this, handle this, you know. But she has taken orders from Mordecai. But notice how the Holy Spirit puts this in. After all of these things, Esther has now come to maturity. Look what is said about her. Verse 17. So Mordecai went his way and did according to what? All that Esther had commanded him. She has matured now. She's been a queen for a while. And now she's been put in a position where her life is on the line. Now she's been put in a position where her back is against the wall. And now she has instructed people to pray and to fast. And she has given up on conditions. She's given up on expectations. And now Mordecai, instead of giving her instruction, he wants to hear what she has to say to him. And I think the Lord puts that in there. I mean, I know He is careful with His words. And I think He puts that stuff in there like that to let you know what? She has matured now. She has given up the right way. She has learned how to let go of things she needs to let go of. She has learned how to turn her hand loose of things she can turn her hand loose from. Albeit she's learned it backed up in a corner, but she's learned those things. And now the Holy Spirit says, so Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. It's noteworthy. The end of this chapter is Esther has come to maturity, I think. Now Mordecai is taking orders from Esther. And she has grown up. No more, you know, when you met Esther was an orphan. I say orphan, Esther had no mom and dad. Mordecai took her under his wing. Mordecai shepherded her through the palace. Mordecai helped her. Mordecai helped her get to where she is. All through Esther, you see Mordecai instructing her, helping her, giving her commandments. But now the thing has turned around. Esther has grown up. And now Esther is giving Mordecai instruction, and Mordecai's listening. What made her grow up? These things right here. She has given up the right way. She has learned to let go of the things she needs to let go of. Hold on to the things she needs to hold on to. And what is she holding on to? Prayer and fasting. I need to get a hold of God at this point. I can't, there's nothing else I can do. I just have to get a hold of God. And if I can't get a hold of God, there's no one else that can help me with this. There's no one else that can help our nation. She has matured. She's grown up. She's given up the right way. She's given up on her ability to keep the law. She's given up her own ability. She's given up on any earthly solution. She's given up on her expectations. And now she has put the whole thing in the Lord's hands and said, you know what? Whatever the answer is the answer. And I am accepting the answer. Good, bad, indifferent, I'm accepting the answer. I don't have anything else to give. I don't have anything else to offer. I don't have anything else to provide. And if this doesn't work, it just doesn't work anymore. If I perish, I perish. And then the Holy Spirit gives you a little note. And then Esther commanded Mordecai, and he listened. And she went her way, and he went his way. Interesting, interesting way of putting that thing. Giving up the right way. Giving up the right way. Father, thank you so much for this time. I pray this is helpful. Lord, I pray this is what we need, and you could nourish and feed your flock tonight. Lord, help us make application where we need to make application, letting go of things that need to be let go of, removing conditions and expectations that are unreasonable. And Father, thank you for putting us in your Bible. And Lord, thank you for everybody that's here tonight. I pray everybody would have a good week. Safe week. I pray you would fill us with your Holy Spirit to be good witnesses where we go. And Lord, thank you so much for salvation in Jesus Christ. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.